Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh. We're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more brunching than crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started.
Hey, live on a Friday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. What's going on, man? Listen, you know I'm excited to be here on this Halloween episode. We here on another Friday night, man. Listen, we going crazy tonight, man. We going crazy tonight. I got some energy tonight. This week was wild, man. I'm gonna keep it 100 with y'all, man. It was a lot of criticism, a lot of controversy going on. And I mean, listen, I've even scaled back from some of the big back content. I still do it, of course. I ain't doing as much of it. I'm doing a lot more education and motivation on my stuff. But, I mean, it's just crazy the amount of stuff, you know, I be minding my business and stuff just comes across my table. And how do you expect me not to respond? How do you expect me not to respond? But anyway, man, with all that being said, like I just mentioned, I'm excited to be here. We're going to go in tonight. You know, I see y'all in the comments. We going crazy today. And with all that being said, I have one request that I ask at the beginning of each episode. If it is your first time watching, I need you to hit the like button. You're probably wondering why I need you to hit the like button. Because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the coolest fitness podcast out. This is the coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. And listen, you're probably wondering, who is this guy with the red headphones that don't match the hoodie, that don't match the couch, that don't match the pillows? Listen, man, see Marty Fit. And if you are returned, I need you to hit the like button as well. And shout out to the Playback Gang, aka the PBG. And listen, y'all hit the like button, and you know I need the Playback Gang to leave a comment, because you ain't Playback Gang if you don't leave a comment. It don't count. That view don't count. So make sure y'all show some love, man. It's a lot of people that watch the show. We don't even know they exist. So I like to just know, you know what I'm saying, see the name every now and then. I like to just show love back. Y'all showing me love, I want to show love back. So with all that being said, listen, man, when you creating content, when you getting fit, when you starting a new business, motherfuckers is going to hate. It's just part of the game, and it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Let's talk to the family. Let's get it going. Dom DeMarco. Wicked Scorpion, RIP to Floyd Roger Myers. Rest in peace. Not sure who that is. Didn't hear anything about that. Low tier, what up? Shout out ADM Fitness, man. ADM Fitness putting that work in, man. Shout out to little bro. What's going on, bro? Jay Sharp, he's back in the building. What's going on, brother? He's back! Beth Ann back. RJ back. Ladies, stop eating knickknacks. Calorie packs. It's getting crazy out here. Listen, I'm telling you, bro. I might got to get a new shirt. It's getting crazy out here. Live on a Friday. They got crazy on you this week. It's all good, Mike. It's just part of the game. They made you change it up. It's not that I'm changing up, man. It's, you feel me? I still do what I do, but I'm trying to send a message out. Like, I want to laugh and entertain and stuff too, but the message ain't getting sent out. So we still doing what we do, but it just don't get lost in the sauce. And people trying to come for my income and shit too. Y'all doing way too much, man. So I'm not changing up, but I'm just adding more to the plate, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? You got to pivot in business sometimes. And it's a lot of money out there. It's a lot of money I'm leaving on the table, because people it's crazy. People really be scared. Like, they think I'm about to just be in the, they think I be in the gym training, like, get your big back ass on push-ups. Like, bro, like, relax, bro. So, yeah, I'm just sprinkling it in and still doing what I do. The podcast ain't changing, though. I'm not, this is the only thing I'm not changing. I'm not changing this. Catching live again. What up, fan? Jumbo, what up, bro? Gene, what's going on? See, Marty, my bad, flooding you with all the big back videos that people love to watch you react and educate. It's all good, bro. I'm getting flooded daily. So it's a blessing at the end of the day. L. Bentley, what up? Been Playback Gang. Terlonious, welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
We got a lot of people here tonight. Mark Rose, what's going on? Now, Marie got the boot. Marie, we kicked Marie out.
Break three, you're out.
And I think now at this point, we know who Marie was. There wasn't really a woman named Marie. It's clear now. Big Spy in the building, Ben and Roll, EBT, baddies, in a bind. Looks like just going to be greens and beans this Thanksgiving. That's crazy. Spider-Mo got outdone by Burpee Boy. Hey, Spider-Mo shoulder checked me yesterday. He shoulder checked me yesterday. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna see what happened with me and Spider-Mo after he shoulder checked me yesterday.
Nope.
With all that being said, let's get this episode started, man. We're going to get straight to it, man. Hey, stop talking about plus-size women. That's what they're saying. Stop talking about plus-size women. What community do you think said that?
I'm not going to say what race.
I'll give you guys people, one guess. And it's not Karen's this time. Let's check it out, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. where my video at, man? You know, I can't never find the first video. Here we go.
So listen, hear me out. What did the plus size girlies do to y'all? Because y'all really be mad at us. What did we do to y'all?
I don't know who's mad at plus size girlies. Is anybody mad at plus size girlies? I don't think so.
We do to y'all? Huh? Who made you mad? Huh?
I think she's referring to people telling her big ass to get in shape.
Nope.
I think she's referring to telling black women to stop glorifying obesity.
Nope.
I think she's referring to pointing out that black women are, you know, 60% obese. Doesn't mean we're mad at y'all for telling y'all that. Maybe it just means we care about y'all.
Why y'all always talking shit about plus size women? We be minding our business somewhere, eating our snacks.
Y'all don't be minding y'all business. Y'all always telling us how great y'all are and how y'all don't want to be the same weight as skinny women. Y'all calling them elementary school kids. Y'all calling ninjas gay for wanting a petite woman. So, no, y'all don't just be minding y'all business.
People keep sending me videos of people trashing plus-size women unprovoked. We didn't even do nothing to y'all.
Oh, yes, y'all do. I just mentioned why.
First and foremost, plus-size women can be, they can be gym girlies, too. I'm a gym girl.
They absolutely can be gym girlies. But the thing is, most of y'all ain't in the gym. The reason y'all plus size is because a lot of y'all ain't in the gym. A lot of y'all that are plus size in the gym, y'all just starting y'all journey, or y'all been on the journey for a long time and y'all just bullshitting and won't lower them calories.
I go to the gym 3-4 times a week. I work out with my trainer. And let's just be clear. Let's just be clear. Everybody don't want to be skinny.
Oh, whoa.
Stop the cap.
We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. Nobody told you to get skinny. We told you to drop some body fat and lose some weight. We ain't tell you to get skinny.
Nope.
All right? We told you to get fitter.
Nope.
We might have told you to lower that blood pressure.
Nope.
But nobody told you to be skinny. And then y'all go missing the message because y'all sensitive and then y'all feelings and bitching all the time. Let's not lose sight of what we really saying here.
Okay? Everybody don't want to go back to their birth weight. Okay.
Whoa. And that's where y'all lost me, man. I know she ain't just say birth weight, and that's what I'm saying. And that's why people be firing y'all big back asses up. Because y'all always throwing jabs at the smaller women. Birth weight? And that's in the same neighborhood as that pedophile shit, y'all, when y'all be throwing shade. That's why people be on y'all ass. Because y'all always getting disrespectful with it. Y'all either calling petite women or smaller women or fit women, elementary school, little girls, underage, and then the men that like them and support them, we pedophiles. Y'all do that shit to yourselves.
Some of us I like my body, I like my shape. I just work out to maintain my shape. I don't want to be thin.
Man, stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
If you can have the same habits that you currently have, and you could be a smaller, curvaceous, still thick version of yourself, still have a fat ass, your ass would do it. We gonna stop this lying shit.
I don't want to be your size. Y'all always talking about us. Y'all always a plus size woman. I asked my man, what you like about my size? He said, I like the fact that you got a small waist, but you got big waves. You know what I'm saying? You got a small...
Who's her ninja? What? Is he unemployed? Because we know it's a black man telling a woman that. No other race of men tell women that.
Small waist, but you got big waves. You hear me?
No,
bro. Some other girl said plus size women don't deserve to be in relationships. Why? Why are we bothering you?
Yeah, I never said that. That's
great. You the thick girl in the gym that work out. You 135 pounds and you single. Why are you mad at us? Who stole your man? Who took your bookie from you?
Oh,
why are you? I didn't do it. Why are you mad at us?
No,
I know what it is. It's the confidence. Plus size women have confidence now. We didn't have that before. We have it now. And that bothers y'all. And let me tell you something, too. That pretty card ain't going to last long. Because anybody could be pretty now.
Baby, you out of breath making this video. So whatever you saying, it ain't really hitting as hard as you think it is. You think you cooking right now, and you definitely not cooking.
Nope.
You out of breath. You out of breath. So whatever message you're trying to send to a fit girl, it ain't going to be received well.
All you got to have is the right amount of money and know the right surgeons. Everybody can have an ass. Everybody got titties. Everybody got facelifts.
Now you're promoting surgery. Black women, I love y'all to death, but look at the logic here, man. You're comparing surgery and all of this other shit to being fit. It ain't the same. Now, I don't think the girl should have said plus size women shouldn't be in relationships. That's crazy. But look what we promoting here, man. We promoting staying obese, and we promoting surgery is equivalent to a fit girl. Absolutely insane. Come on, black folks, y'all gotta get this shit together.
Just lip injections. Anybody can be pretty now, bitch. You better learn how to cook.
No, everybody can't be
pretty.
That's
why we keep getting them. That's why the men keep coming. You better learn how to cook. You better learn how to make a turkey wing.
That's not.
You better learn how to be nice. You better shut the fuck up.
I'll tell you.
Y'all keep saying plus size girl get men, and we get good men, and we get fine ass men too. The men in the gym that you looking at, working out extra hard, looking at, see if he looking at you. He ain't looking at you, bitch. He looking at me.
I'm not no guy I know is look that attracts women is looking at her over the fit baddie. Come on, ladies. Y'all got to cut this shit out.
He watching me. What we do to y'all? Huh? Stop playing with me. Stop it.
Oh my God.
Oh brother, this guy stinks.
And she's literally about to pass out making this video. And ladies, be cautious. These women are gonna lie to you. They're gonna lie to themselves, convince themselves that it's okay to stay where they at, and then tell you the same thing. Okay? Listen, this shit gonna hurt. I'm sorry, y'all. Nobody gives a fuck if you at the gym, have a trainer, and you still big as fuck. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. You go into the gym to check a box, and you're still overeating. You still eat whatever the fuck you want, and you're probably consuming way too much alcohol. That's the reality. Nobody gives a fuck. Okay? You might have some people on Instagram that's going to pat you on the back and clap their hands and tell you amazing job because you went to the gym. But if we don't see no results,
nope,
we don't care. Hold on, I got you. We don't care.
We do not care.
I got one more for you. We don't care.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
Oh, my bad. That was the wrong button. We don't care.
I'm here to tell you right now. We don't care. Let me tell you, we don't care.
But these are the mindsets of majority of our black women. And you wonder why the numbers are what they are. They could blame whatever they want, but it starts with the individual, and it is what it is, and you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go.
Dom the Monko.
Oh, and she gets one of these too.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Yeah, she gets one of those too. Let's get in these comments, man. I see y'all going breezy in the comments. Let's check it out, man. Oh, man, I'm still scrolling up in the comments. Where we at? Wicked Scorpion. He was all over the place.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
It's Friday already. What up, energetic Casey? Blubber butt. Same size as a defensive lineman. Crazy. Why? Because y'all swear you perfect but can't do anything without being out of breath.
Nope.
She making a video. She's talking. Listen, the reason your man want the plus size girl because he looking at us in the gym. Shut your ass up. Shut your dumb ass
Shut
up.
Shut your bitch ass up.
High BMI. When your B eyes bleed, when I'm hurting wearing certain medium outfits, that's why I'm mad. Oh, wow, okay. I'm finger-poking midsections. Okay, we told you to have a healthy BMI. Exactly. Nobody told you to be skinny. So that means go to the gym to outwork your diet. And that's what she's saying.
Nope.
People don't they don't want to understand basic math. They dress like they want to be skinny. Yep. Marsha, what up, Playback Gang? See you on the Playback Gang. I'm just one of the illest ninjas in Nebraska. What up, Source? Daniel Shana, welcome back to the show, brother.
Welcome to the show.
Maybe a gym girly, but she ain't a fit girly at all. Her naked. Yeah, and I told y'all, man, these plus size joints be fooling y'all with these high waist leggings on. And they be thinking they asses off all shapely. And you be thinking they don't have no gut and it's a slim waist. Wait till they take off them high waist leggings. It's going to be a lot of this. Keep getting fooled, though. Girl, if you don't.
Boy, if you don't.
Shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up.
Miss Jiggles. Oh, shoot. What up, man? SAG, what up? Big always gets bigger. Yep. She don't light my fire. Yeah, that's Takara Jackson, the comedian. Yep, that's her. So since we know that's Takari Jackson, the comedian, who's her man that keep telling her he likes her waves? This is her word, her waves, talking about her ass and her slim waist. Y'all find out who her man is. I don't know about waist, but she definitely got big mama arms.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who's gonna have big mama arms early.
Real early. Plus, big backs always trying to be victim about airplane seats to small or Uber guy not letting you in his cars because his stiff suspension would turn into a soft suspension. Big facts. She just finished cooking food. Yeah, she really thought she was spitting bars and cooking.
Let him cook.
But she really just finished cooking some Popeyes. Lord, I give him Popeyes. Turkey wings too fatty. Literally having issues breathing, just talking and moving around a little bit. Exactly. Them DC jail burpee dudes probably be on her line. And that's, see, that's break what I'm free, saying, bro. Up. You got to chill because they going to come at me. Yeah, see, Marty was talking about us on the podcast. Just, anytime Spider-Mo do something now, they going to throw C. Marty in there. Come on, man. So if you had surgery, we'll make you pretty. That's some logic there. That's not just black women. That's American women. That's what they think now. She going to sit down and catch her breath after the video. Miss Big Jaws. Can't even make the content without passing out. See, Marty, we're cooked. It's we're done. We're done. So, yeah, you know, the gym girl. She going, they, my man said, shut your big ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Cancel me. She was out of breath, but she in the gym 4 days a week must be a bodybuilder. Exactly. If you're out of breath making a fucking video, what are you doing in the gym, lady? What are you doing? Please let me know. Spider-Mo got claimed by light-skinned heavyweight Keisha. Is that right? If we remove new societal norms, feelings from it, the truth is clear. Excess weight, fat being toxins, exactly, and even too much muscle is harmful to the body. Yep. No light-skinned Keisha slander will be tolerated. No get into the fight with someone fitter and got stamina. Yep. Wait till they take off that corset West trainer. Exactly. Never heard of an ass being referred to as waves. Nah, I don't know what that's about. Some dusty black gangbangers are sending her letters every week. Y'all wild. Cardio is important. Yes, sir. And with all that being said, let's keep this episode going. Dom DeMarco, Marco. And we do have some more black community, unfortunately. You
know, black people. No.
We're going to talk about why you, and listen, we talk about everybody on here, black women, white women, black men, white men. We talk about everybody on here for anybody new that's watching. But we going at black women again. We're going to talk about why we can't tell black women to work out. Let's check it out.
You care about the way that your body looks. You don't act like perception doesn't matter. No, it does. And men actually do care about the way that your body looks. Again, women are the only ones that'll say the face card never declines. Men don't say that because they will decline it because the body's not right. They will look over the overweight, obese women for plenty of reasons. But one of them is because, well, hey, look, I know that if she gets pregnant, she's just going to get bigger.
She's just going to get bigger. Absolutely. Shout out to her. If you don't have, and this is for the men as well, if you don't have a lifestyle now, if you don't have any type of drive, any type of discipline now, as life gets busier, as stress happens, kids come, work becomes more demanding, business becomes more demanding, you're only going to get bigger and unhealthier. Why would I invest in that? We talked about it last episode. Girls would be like, well, you know, you guys, you got to get you a thick girl and you could train her. You could tell her how to lose weight.
Nope.
That's not a great investment. That's actually an awful investment. And this is making up numbers. I don't have a percentage on this, but I guarantee the percentage is probably 90% not going to work and 10% it did work. All right. You just can't move like that. I mean, some women... it's the women. Would you invest in a bum ass man? Like, yeah, he gonna get his shit together. He gonna get stable. I'm gonna invest in him.
Nope.
Most of the time, you're not gonna make that decision. Some women do, but a lot of times it don't work out. Same applies in dating.
It's not funny. If she gets pregnant, she's just gonna get bigger. And if she's not already concerned about this, when she does get bigger after this baby, all I'm going to hear about is excuses, and she's going to blame the baby for it.
She going to blame the baby. She going to blame Trump.
Look at my African-American over here.
She going to blame fat phobia.
Phobia is rooted in racism.
She going to blame everything but her fucking habits and eating them damn Cheetos and Skittles. That's just how it goes. Men do the same shit. Men make dumbass excuses too. But that's just how it goes.
When she was already coming like that. All right? You don't want to deal with that. All right? Men care about the way you're... Men get to tell men to... Men get to tell men to work out.
Yep.
For themselves and for more women. They'll say, yeah, first and foremost, it should be for yourself. This is your health.
Exactly.
But secondly, you're going to have more options. You're going to have better options the better you look. That's facts. Okay? Men can tell men to work out and they'll do it. Well, and then some of y'all, honestly, it's the weirdos that'll be like, I'm not doing this for anything, for anybody. And if women want this, I'm going to sit on my ass. And
anybody, man, woman, whoever says that, you need to stay away from them.
F it. Okay, like, trust, just let them go. Let them go. Okay, let them go. But look, men get to tell men to work out for themselves and secondly or thirdly, whatever, I don't really care. But it's okay to work out so that women like you more. It's okay. It's okay. But when women tell women to work out, they won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Not, it's a very different kind of response. All right, women, cut it out.
Big fact, shout out to her. Telling the truth, man. We need more women telling the truth. But again, man, and I'm even, like I said, I'm low key making a shift, not changing, making a shift and adding some things to my content just because people gonna do what they want to do. You're not going to get to everybody. So I'm more so targeting the people that actually want to change and actually want help. All right. Like, I don't care, bro. Stay fat, stay big, stay insecure, stay out of shape, stay huffing and puffing every time you talk. Yeah. You know, them skinny women, they at their elementary school weight. Shut your big ass up, but stay like that, man. But yeah, particularly that girl talks about dating a lot. But when it's dating, you know, it's tough out here. You know, you got to be careful. But it is what it is, and you know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. Marco. Let's keep these comments going, man. We're not sure about the too much muscle statement. Well, it depends on how much muscle we talking. That was a whole herd of EBT cows walking by. If we're talking about that 300-pound bodybuilder muscle, then okay. Yeah, that's why I say it depends how much muscle we talking about. Devani, Playback Gang, seen a woman order a 20-piece wing with chili cheese fries and a large Kool-Aid and said, I'm going to tear that shit up. Can I get a buzzer, please? Good night. You didn't see that.
Stop the cap.
You didn't see that. You better stop lying, Devani. What do I think about the Alpha Male boot camps? Trash. Yeah, that shit is trash. We talked about it before you started getting on the show. I got to talk about it again. Too much muscle is in the weight is impacting your joints, causing your heart and overall body to work at a rate it is not meant to operate at. I agree with your statement. Absolutely, man. And KG, what up? Fat people don't like being fat. They hate it deep down. They act proud to cook. 300 pounds of muscle too much. And with all that being said, let's keep it going. We got one more black woman. We got one more black woman we're going to react to, and then we're going to switch gears because they're going to cancel my shit. They're going to be calling and trying to get me thrown out the gym. It ain't no black men calling. It's black women and white people. She was at Coney Island. I'm for real. Nah, stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
There's no way. What's this one? Obese black women. What's wrong with my computer? My joint tripping. I can't see the title. Oh, obese black women trauma. So apparently black women are obese because of trauma. And when you hear this, the first thing you're going to think is, okay, you know, let's hear. I want to hear about the trauma because I didn't go through the obese trauma. So I want to hear what this woman has to say. And if she's making a valid point, y'all let me know. Or if she's talking some horse shit, let me know.
Nope.
Bullshit.
Bullshit?
Let's check out the video.
if I start talking about this, are y'all gonna follow me for real?
Uh-oh.
Because I do see the discussion going around about black women being overweight.
Okay.
But people talking about, like, health-wise, what, you know, mm-hmm. what we should probably be doing better and
okay.
how we need to be more mindful about what we eat and stuff.
Okay.
And that's all very true.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to talk about something that I've been thinking.
Okay, red flag number one.
Nope.
When it takes someone this long to get to their point, how far are we into the video? 15, 20 seconds? 25 seconds? When it takes them this long to get to the point, they're for sure going to say some bullshit. Just going to throw that on the table.
Thinking about, and I haven't been able to really put it into words, so I'm going to try now. Maybe y'all can follow me. And okay. maybe y'all can help me out. But
okay. Get to the point.
A lot of that, when it comes to being overweight.
Get to the point, Biggie. Damn, get to the point.
A lot of that is also associated with trauma. Hear me out.
All right, I'm going to hear you out.
A lot of that comes from living out of survival instead of actually being able to live and focus on ourselves.
Okay.
And if I bring that up, that opens up a whole nother can of worms, but it's
You just
true.
Brought it up. You
and I know because I'm speaking from experience. It's not okay. that I never knew.
You can't make a point with anecdotal experience, but let's get to the point.
What to do to lose weight. But how am I supposed to lose weight when the system is stacked up against me? You get what I'm
saying? Uh-oh, Trump. Trump's fault.
I'm saying I'm a single mama living paycheck.
Who fault is that? Never mind. Let me chill.
One point. Living paycheck to paycheck.
Most of America lives paycheck to paycheck. Most of America lives paycheck to paycheck. Okay? Let's keep it real. The average salary for men is what? 50K? 40K? The average salary for women is like 30K, 40K? Most of America lives check to check. So, it's people at every gym living check to check. So, what's your point here?
I don't have the time, money, nor resources.
Your ass making this video, you could have got some push-ups and some burpees.
You get what I...
Some air squats.
You get what I'm saying? To even begin to want to be healthy.
No, brother.
Because I'm so worried about making sure mm-hmm. my son taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And...
So, there's no single black women making sure their sons are taken care of at the gym. I mean, taken care of. I said off. Taken care of at the gym. Okay. At my gym, just my gym, not including all the gyms in the area where black people are, I think most of the women there are probably single moms.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We're not going to blame socioeconomic issues for not being in shape. We're not going to do that. Let me see that fridge.
You know, trying to make ends meet.
Is EBT being taken from her November 1st?
Because again, I'm a single parent, so at one point it was just me and my son. I have to do all the cooking. I have to do all the grocery shopping. I was working two jobs at one time as well. Okay. So...
It's no women working two jobs in the gym?
I said that to say, once we start healing as a community as well, we could also see that
every community has their issues. White, black, Hispanics, Asians, every community has their issues. I'm not trying to hear this shit.
We can see that healing take place with our black women.
No, bro.
And we can also see them get some of this weight off and just be healthier individuals as well, because another layer to that is it's all about the mindset. Hold on, I got a call. Yeah.
I know she ain't telling this story and she working right now. That's your problem right there. You can't lock in.
I don't remember what I said, but basically, I remember what I was saying.
Oh, she's stuttering. Bullshit.
Most of 80% of losing weight is also about mindset. Yeah. If I am not safe enough in an environment, I'm not finna be focused on losing no weight, bro. Oh, God, I'm not. I'm finna be focused on.
What you not safe? How are you not safe?
How I can make sure I survive.
How are you not safe?
And that's just the reality of it. And I'm also say another thing.
It's probably Planet Street Planet Fitness up the street from her house.
I spend my calories how I spend money.
What?
Okay. I just want to put my little tooth.
What did she say about calories? Hold up.
Another thing. When I realized I spend my calories how I spend money.
What? What does that mean?
A net beat to the beat.
My black woman on the show, what does that mean? Because I'm unaware. Yes, you're not cooking.
Okay. I just want to put my little two cents in because it is more than just health related. It really is. A lot of losing weight, you could really lose all the weight that you need to lose just simply by changing your diet. But that also takes time and that takes.
She said all that shit just to drop the science. You gave the simplest change, but you giving all these fucking excuses. So that's how you know people know they on some bullshit. They know they on. They know that.
Money, which is something that a lot of us don't have. So what are we going to do to fix that problem? Because I see we're not having this conversation about other demographics. But
why should I be talking about overweight white people when all my the women in my family are black, when I date black women, when my clients are black women, my mom is black? Why am I going to talk about overweight Hispanic women? Who the fuck we supposed to talk about? This shit makes no sense.
But do other demographics have that black women don't? Okay.
Yeah, we're cooked.
Oh, brother, ladies, this guy stinks!
Ladies, all black women do not have your best interests, okay? Don't listen to this shit. This is ridiculous. Ain't any man talking like this, you're a bitch. Any man better not be in the comments agreeing with this shit. Where's my shut up, bitch?
Shut up, bitch.
All right. Anyway, black community's cooked. Continue to have the victim mindset. You either want to get the results or you don't. It's that simple. You want to subscribe to that mindset? Go ahead. You're never going to lose any weight. You're never going to build any muscle. And you're always going to be self-conscious and insecure about your body. And it is what it is, and you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. I mean, we need to start increasing iPhone prices. Everybody don't need a damn iPhone. Because that was fucking crazy. Insane. I read that. Women in general take forever to get to the point. Yeah, that's it. Listen. 10 minutes to get to the point is ridiculous. Mama trauma. It was finna be 2026 by the time she got to the point. She feeling many stereotypes. Being obese is directly lowering your chances of survival. So if you were really trying to survive, you would do anything in your power to lose weight. Okay, CC. Okay. Yeah. You want to talk about survival, but you're literally putting toxins in your body multiple times a day. You're adding to the toxins in your body, I mean, multiple times a day and not working out. Insane. Okay, sometimes economics is an issue, but if we really broke down your budget, I can absolutely confirm that you have money to spend on healthy food. Absolutely. And we've done the breakdown a million times on here. Facts, most Americans live paycheck to paycheck. First of all, nobody told you to be reckless and get pregnant. Second of all, what circumstances are stocked against you? And third of all, you can work out anywhere. What the fuck? Stop the excuses. Exactly. That's why there's no change. It's always shifting the blame, blaming everything. Not a good excuse. BS. I do think on some level, people have less time in their life to hit the gym, but just eat less. The average American overeats. If you can't hit the gym, just eat better. And listen, I think a lot of people get the gym confused. You go to the gym 20 minutes. You can do something in 20 minutes and get the fuck out of there. They have numerous studies. I need to bring one on the show, but they have numerous studies on how 20 minutes three times a week can do so much more for your health. And then what is it? The recommended we did it last episode or the episode before. It's like the recommended amount of exercise time is 90 minutes a week, which is an hour and 30 minutes. You got 7 days to hit an hour and 30 minutes. It's going to be hard for me to believe people don't have that. And they said only 22% of people in the country hit 90 minutes a week. You got time to get them cheeks clapped, but can't spend at least 20 to 30 minutes for a workout and eat healthy. Yeah. I mean, can't say nothing about that. Heal up by dropping your BMI. If you've ever been to a poor white area like a trailer park, those poor white people have their issues and toxic behaviors. Oh, yeah, for sure. This healing will probably take 20 years to complete compared to going to the gym. Yep. If it ever gets healed, allegedly, another topic for another day. She says she doesn't feel safe enough to lose weight. This is hilarious. This whole community bullshit gets on my damn nerves. Black people need to accept responsibility and hold ourselves accountable. Stop blaming everyone. Girl, if you don't... Nah, big facts.
Boy, if you don't...
It's like the cause and effect reason and justification arguments. Regardless of the causation, there's still a problem that needs to be resolved. Losing weight is a lifestyle and mindset change. Absolutely. She's stupid. I bet the accepting rank costs a grip. She spends both her calories and money on dick was how I interpreted it. But it's a fitness podcast. I don't know what she meant. It could have been that. I swear to God, black folks love having a defeated mindset. Yep. A bag of pre-made salad, a can of tuna, rotisserie chicken, all from Walmart, cost you less than $30. Thank you.
Let him cook.
Thank you. I think she means she burns calories like she spend money, but that was a lie. So it's more like store calories, like this is like store weed in her closet. Marty ain't even got no job and he stay in that gym. You funny as shit, bro. What about black folks during Jim Crow? Majority were not heavy. It's this a fact. This one of the dumbest ones you put up here. There's a lot of dummies with a mic. I just like to hear myself talk. Yeah. Way more people in America are broke from poor spending habits than the economy, but this is a fitness podcast. iPhone is trash. Oh, brother, get out of here.
Break free, you're out.
I think an addition to the problem is the fella. She can't afford the gym and doesn't have time, but I bet she got slammed last night. Then she's going to be like, that's my workout. That's a workout. I'll be sweating. Ew. I bet she went to see a young boy and Breezy this month. Wrong bowl. Lean meats, veggies, and rice are way cheaper than fast food in 2025. Big facts. Stack. Okay. The main motherfuckers mad about EBT need to just accept reality and get a damn job. If they got time to post BS and twerk, they got time to work. Oh, man. Facts. We could talk about that at the end, man. Instead of finding work, they'll steal. hold my spelling is off tonight. It's all good. Yeah, the amount of black people willing to steal because of this EBT shit, it just highlights a big issue in our community. All right. People are fucking lazy. Call me a coon, really don't give a fuck. But people in our community are lazy. So we can talk about that at the end, though. We got more shit to talk about. They sweating and still breathing heavy afterwards. All right, now we have the body positivity movement. It started with white people, went over to black people, and now it has reached the Indian American community. Yes, I said Indian. I didn't believe it when I saw it either, but let's check it out.
I don't think body positivity is related to health at all. Medically, we still don't know what is a healthy body size. We don't know what's a healthy shape.
Yeah. Even so the measures are so outdated.
Measures are so
We might not be able to define a healthy shape, but we know what isn't a healthy shape. And both of these women, from the looks of it, don't look healthy. They don't look healthy. They have high excess body fat, and they're probably over 40% body fat.
You like, in regards to people making money off of it, I feel like, well, we've made money off of unhealthier standards before. Yeah. So
like body shaming as well.
This could be another facet
of it, I think.
How your body looks has nothing to do with your health.
How your body looks has everything to do with your health.
I think there's no relation. You could see, I think when it comes to influencing, I think then the onus falls not on the influencer, but the one getting influenced on what paths you pick up to get influenced. I think their
see,
body
maybe you are mature. Maybe you are mature and you are taking out the best part of it. But not everybody's like that. There are really younger, 16, 18, you know, years of age.
Who plus size people have always been told to hate our bodies.
Nobody told you to hate your bodies, but we told you to have a sense of urgency about it. It's not telling you to hate your body, but you. I don't think you should love yourself, but you shouldn't love that big ass back.
Big back activity.
You damn sure shouldn't love it. Yeah, love you. If you love yourself, you're gonna do something about it. Someone who loves themselves is gonna try to reach, you know, optimal health to the best of their ability. But this shit right here, just accepting it and spewing this bullshit, and now it's getting in other communities, it's ridiculous.
We've always been shamed for our bodies. We've always been told to change our bodies. So definitely someone who looks like me, accepting their body for what it is, how it looks like.
Positivity, regardless of like our health, our disability status, or, you know, whatever we go through life, a bit of positivity for our bodies is very important because that empowers us, right?
Yeah, man, it's cooked over here, man.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
I'm sorry, America. And this is what's crazy, man. America is so dope of a country and got so much influence on people. We influence the wrong shit on people. People hate America, but look at how we influence other cultures. This shit hitting the other side. I don't know if these women are in America, but they clearly are from India. They said they were Indian in the caption. But these women are clearly from India. They from the other side of the world. They from the East. So, yeah, we got that type of influence. It's getting crazy out here, man. It's getting ridiculous. And Indians, statistically, they come over here and they cook Americans. Financially, they starting businesses. Man, listen. When I was in, during the pandemic when the gyms was closed, I was doing DoorDash in L.A. for a little bit. And it's a whole bunch of Indian restaurants. There's a whole bunch of Indians in LA. They rich as fuck. I was delivering to the mansions and shit. You know how many Indians I deliver to? For the Indian food from the Indian food spot to the Indians? Dog, they heavy out there. They smart as hell. So for them to take on this mindset is absolutely insane. They smart enough to know that fat shit ain't healthy.
Nope.
Come on, y'all. And I'm keeping it real, and it is what it is, and you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Let's keep it going in these comments, man. Where we at? I think I went too far up. We do not care.
We do not care.
Those some big-ass Indian women. Wow. Spider-Mo, keep it a bean, you would crack. That, yeah.
Strike three, you're
up. See you Sunday, buddy. See you Sunday, KG. That's out of line, buddy. Wicked. That's racist. See you Sunday, buddy. No racism here. We don't do racism here. That's racist. Man, I thought it was strict over there. You would think so. I do train Indian people, and they're smart enough to make a change in their lives. That sounds racist too, Wicked. Wicked Scorpion haters gonna hate. Don't hate the iPhone. What iPhone? You know I was banned from the airplane because of exploding, but this is a fitness pod. Oh, Lotus, you going crazy today. Thank you, come again. That's yeah, y'all gotta chill, man. On a serious note, I make racial jokes about everyone. I know, bro. That must be South India. Not sure. Are they known for having that type of mindset or something? We need to have gym positivity. Agreed. Good point. Indians weren't on none of that body positivity shit. In Asia, if a woman fat, she's worthless. This is facts. Your input equals your output. If you eat trash, you look like trash. Absolutely. Indians start businesses and stalk you in the store, making sure you don't take anything without paying. Well, why do you think they do that? Is it because of
ninjas?
I think so. Ninjas be stealing. But you know how many ninjas I seen steal out the 7-Eleven in my life? Real talk. I love LA. Me too. There are a lot of hot Indian women, though. Here goes Wicked, man. Their dad saw them on TV and said, oh, no, not my children. That was racist. North India is Islam, if I'm not mistaken. Ah, and so what is South India? Are they? Nah, I was about to say something. I was about to ask something, but that might sound a little off. Let me be careful. They from Benin Road, Southeast Asia. I've honestly been racially profiled when I was at Mason a long time ago when I was 18, 19. It is what it is. Yeah, I mean, it happens, bro. I've been racially profiled plenty of times, man. It is what it is. I understand. Listen, I don't get mad when I'm racially profiled. I know what type of shit my black brothers out here be doing. I know they fucked it up for a lot of us. So I don't get mad. I know I ain't steal nothing. I'm cool, man. I'm trying to get home. I ain't got time to be in no jail cell trying to argue with you.
Nope.
Trying to be out here race hustling. This store is racist. Nah, I ain't got time for that. I got shit to do, man. All right, I see y'all, man. Fuck y'all. I ain't even shopping with y'all no more. But I'm curious, how come we didn't set up our stores and businesses? We're going to keep it fitness today because y'all don't want me to answer that. They thought I was trying to steal. Big people worried about EBT and not their A1C. Big facts. And so, all right, man, we took it to India. Now we got another country over there in the east, in the far east part of the world. South Korea. Shout out to South Korea, man. We're going to find out what South Koreans think about America, and then what some Americans think about America too. Give me 1 second. Marty gonna be in jail arguing and doing burpees. I probably would be. I'd definitely be in there doing burpees and push-ups. But let's check out South Korea, and make sure y'all hit the like button, man.
So what do South Korean people think of Americans?
Greasy food and being fat.
Greasy foods and being fat. Is he cooking?
Let him cook.
What does South Korea think about Americans? Greasy food and being fat.
Let him cook.
Let's see what else he got to say.
Oh my.
I don't think that way.
Yes,
people in Korea think that way. No offense.
Unhealthy food is much cheaper than healthy food.
And you see her fat ass. Unhealthy food is much cheaper than healthy food. Shut up. Shut up. Stop doing that bullshit.
Or some people are just lazy. And it's easy.
You heard him. Some people just lazy. Her uncle on point. He know what it is. He keeping it a bean.
Here to drive through and get something than to cook.
What do you think? You are lazy, so you always get the fast food for lunch.
And see, this is what women don't, this is what American women don't realize. American women be so quick to call black men and white men misogynistic and they hate us. Look, listen to how he's talking to his fiance or future fiance. He told her straight up. Hold on, I'm going to rewind it. Listen to how he talked to her. And I'm not saying men should be talking to women like this. Don't twist my words.
You always get the fast food for lunch.
You always get fast food for lunch. He said something else too. Hold up.
You can get something than to cook.
What do you think? You're lazy, so you...
You're lazy.
Always get the fast food for lunch.
So you always getting fast food for lunch. He's talking crazy to her. But this is what they think about Americans. And we just normalize it. We're a laughing stock when it comes to other countries.
No wonder you're a piggy.
No wonder you're a piggy. All right, you're wild.
Nope.
He's wilding, bro. Yo, you got to chill, bro. You called her a piggy in front of her family? Hey, American women, don't say shit about black men or white men no more. Yeah, I'm going to get a man from overseas. This what y'all want? All right, bet. Go ahead.
Are you serious?
Look at this.
And he grabbed her belly. He grabbed her belly. Hey, shout out to the South Korean for telling the truth about American food, though. I don't condone that other shit. He called her lazy and grabbed her stomach. You do that shit in America, you getting arrested for sure. You getting arrested. But I mean, it's the truth, man. It's the truth. We over here acting like it's so normal and motherfuckers is laughing at us. Crazy. Hindu. Yes, Django Shannon. I was going to say Hindu, but I ain't want to be wrong and sound stupid. I should have just said it. He ain't lying. Well, he told no lies. Our food is literally trash. I've heard South Korean men do want to smash black women, but they would never date one. They're like the only Asian men from that world that actually want to try a black woman. Okay. Bro trying to get that bag. He isn't slick. Our food, what the hell? I know what you meant, bro. Asians don't play. Yeah, they don't play, man. They think black men are so bad. Shoo, can you imagine if a black man said that to a fat black woman? They're going to try to unalive them. Obviously, in Japan, they're willing to pay like $25,000 for a black man to get a Japanese woman pregnant. That's a whole nother topic, bro. Here then just go, man. Here y'all go. I was stationed in South Korea from 2003 to 2005, but he ain't lying. There's not one fat person in Korea. Sounds about right. You go to any Asian country overweight, if you want to, they're going to mistake you for kaiju. Getting fast food is lazy and unhealthy. Prep your food or buy healthier choices. He needs to chill. Stop being lazy. Get off your ass. Yeah, they broke up. Asian people are naturally small people. Though last year I did see an Asian woman who was built like a thick black woman or Latina. Listen, they be in that gym. Especially here in the DMV. Them foreign men got no chill. They will humble American women with no hesitation. He called her piggy and her parents didn't do shit. Gonna fuck around and get spun kicked into next week. That's racist. When I was with my unit overseas in Europe, Polish, Estonian population feel the same about the U.S. They view us like entertainment. Crazy, bruh. What up, Joe Thomas? Just finished running 6K. Happy Halloween, pumpkins. Good shit, bruh. And, hey, man, let's keep it going. We got more stuff to talk about. Let's do some comment surfing. Well, this one is, I guess we could comment surf, but we're just going to look at this quick. Are y'all familiar with Joy Taylor? If you don't know who Joy Taylor is, she was a Fox, sports analyst with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp a while ago. And then she had a show. She was on Paul Pierce podcast a couple times. She's been talking to a whole bunch of people. She fucked up her sports analyst career, but that's another topic for another day. Did she get fired from First Things First? Or was it Speak for Speak? Whatever it is, she did sports. Now she's a podcaster and does other things. She was called out for butt implants in her workout video. Let's check it out, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. And if you don't know who she is, you're going to find out today. Let's check it out. Okay, so you see her here. What the hell is that?
What the hell?
Why would she wear that in a workout? What is going on, ladies? Joy, just don't record the workout. If you're that, hold up. Oh, my bad. I was trying to pause it. If you're that insecure about your butt, just don't record the workout. Pop out with the new ass after you get some results. But you so thirsty to keep your brand going. I understand you got to post for social media. Go post talking about some sports. Post a cute photo. Post one of your podcast clips. Post the lifestyle of somebody in your profession. Don't post this shit. Because if you don't know, she had a whole sex scandal, and that's part of the reason why she ain't at Fox anymore, I'm assuming. But she had a whole little sex scandal thing, messing with the owner. People already look at you crazy. And then you go do some shit like this. Come on, Joy. You got to do better than that, man. Joy, you're taking a major L today. Let me play the video while we keep talking. But come on, y'all. The obsession with ass, surgery, angles, and now you going to the gym to work on your ass and put butt implants on your ass.
Nope.
Ladies, and this just goes to show. So, ladies, I hate to keep coming at y'all. All right, we're going to get on the fellas soon. I hate to keep coming at y'all, but this just goes to show all that shit y'all say about you don't give a fuck what you look like. Look at the extreme measures that some women go to look a certain way. It's clear as day. All right, you know, y'all don't have to do that, ladies. Just do shit the right way. And then you're going to twerk the butt pads. Oh, okay. Oh, brother. Twerking the butt pads. Ladies, y'all, it's cooked out here, man. It's over with. But she lost her mind. Just put the work in, ladies. Or just, if you get surgery, just be honest about the surgery. Don't fucking lie about it. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. It's crazy, man. Insane. Where we at? It's crazy because they eat a lot of rice but stay small. It's their portions, though, too, and they walk a lot in Asia. DMV Asian women are definitely gym girls. It's crazy out here. Rice doesn't have a lot of calories by itself. Try to get 300 grams per meal, okay. Marty, I'm in Alabama. Big women galore here. Shaking my head. I told you, Alabama cooked. Alabama's cooked. Alabama and Mississippi. It doesn't even look good at all. Yep, terrible implant. Get it removed. She got fired from Speak for Yourself. Yeah, she got fired. Yep. She takes the butt pads out at the end and says, this is what everybody in my DMs telling me to get a BBL once. Oh, is that it? See, I didn't even see it with sound, and everybody was sending that joint to me. Why is she showing her gyat for Wicked Scorpion and you cracking Joy Taylor for that sports money? Never heard of her. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, she pretty popular, bro. Post from the boobs up. This is not a good look. Michael Hawkins.
Strike three, you're out.
See you Sunday, buddy. It's been a while. It's been a while since you got kicked out this motherfucker, but see you on Sunday, buddy. Joy Taylor was doing a Shannon Sharp. Them things look awful. Girl, if you don't, ninjas love a Hot Pocket. Joy Taylor was passing around them Samsung TV cheeks, and she on the noon crew with Marty. Nigga, shut the fuck up. What the hell do she think she's shaking? Kentucky probably has a ton of fat white and black people. Where'd you get that from? You just say Kentucky has fat white and black people, bro? What the fuck? Nigga, what? Bro, what the fuck? What? Bro, we having a whole conversation. This ninja just comes out the cut. Yeah, Kentucky got some fat motherfuckers. What? Oh. When I stationed in Japan, they walk everywhere and their businesses make working out part of the daily routine. Yeah, businesses ain't doing that here. Bet you had some Japanese women trying to get at you. That was on a 23-show streak. No, Mike. Yeah, Mike. Nah. You're cooked. Let's get another comment section going. And make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's keep this thing going. You mentioned Mississippi, so I brought up Kentucky, plus KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Well, I did bring up Mississippi. It just, but like, Kentucky's still random though, bruh. Like, you know what I'm saying? Georgia's like a bordering state. Louisiana's a bordering state. This ninja just Kentucky. So it threw me off, bro. And when I'm going through the comments and stuff, I'm thinking a million thoughts. So I didn't even put that together. So my bad, bro. Let's check out this tweet. Here it is. So this girl says, and bear with me, I gotta find some. I'm gonna have to find the comments I'm looking for. Before DMing me, ask yourself, do you work out every day? And this made some men mad. We gotta find the comments. And we will, because we always do. But just give me a second. Here we go. As a fat man, so again, it says, before DMing me, ask yourself, do you work out every day? And we found one. Nobody with a brain works out every day. Not even Olympic athletes. Why can't you people be normal? Oh, shut up. Face and height are a lot more important than working out. I'm shredded with six-pack abs, and I work out 6 days a week, but unfortunately, I can't get a woman to crack a smile in my direction. Man, shut up. What are you talking about? That's not even the type of comments we're looking for. Here we go. As a fat man who used to pro wrestle, posts like this are just uneducated and shows how stupid a pretty face can be. Fit, skinny, all the never meant healthy. Y'all die from cancer more than others. Shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
It's the same thing. When men want a fit woman, we're pedophiles. When women want a fit man, they call the woman uneducated.
We do not care.
Y'all got to shut that weak shit up and get your ass in the gym. Before you make demands, what do you bring to the table? Okay, a fit woman says she wants a fit man, and y'all doing red pill talking points. What do you bring to the table?
What?
Shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Let's see if we can find any more. And fellas weak as fuck. Fellas are the new women. You're not special. Fellas are the new women.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Working out doesn't automatically make you a good person, darling. Bitch ass ninjas.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Let's see if we can find any more. I mean, this comment section is ridiculous. Not supposed to work out every day. You know what she meant. Shut your bitch ass up. Where we at? This why I can't fuck with no bitch who go to the gym more than 3 times a week. Hoes already be annoying, and now you trying to judge me? Can I even eat a burger in front of you?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Every day, girl, your body needs rest. We aren't built like Superman, and even he has a weakness.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
This is ridiculous, man. I mean, guys, ladies, I really feel bad for y'all. I really do. Let's see if we can find one more response. I think that's it. I think we're good for now. All right, yeah, but you see the shit. Fellas be on the same shit the women be on. It's really cooked out here. I hate that. And as a man, why would you not want to have muscles? Why would you not want to have great cardio? Why would you not want to naturally boost your testosterone? Why would you not want to be physically strong as a man? Serious question. It just don't make sense to me. doesn't make sense to me. I had seen a comment in there of a dude talking about his belly, but I couldn't find it. And we ain't got all day. But, yeah, fellas, get it together. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. Dom DeMarco. Black men out there is like gold. They go crazy. That's wild. Y'all are wild. Chocolate dreams. I work out every day and I'm smart. I'm pretty sure big backs are more likely to contract cancer. Exactly. They all got dad bods. Also, men consuming red pill with no self-improvement is crazy. Exactly. Go out there, walk in the clubs, and just vibe. They will flock to you. Talking about Japan. Men are just like the women, see, Marty. They delusional and lack accountability. It's crazy, man. But again, it's masculinity is demonized nowadays. And bitch-ass ninjas, just listen to women. Drop the masculinity and do what the women do. It's fucking crazy. Make it make sense, man. We got let's keep it going. We got two more videos. We got one more video, and then we're gonna get up out of here, man. This guy, they were talking about his, it's a fitness influencer, they were talking about his wife in the comments section. Let's see his response. Let's check it out.
So this woman is calling my wife my husband because my wife has muscles. So I'm gonna show you a picture of my wife, and then I'm gonna show you a picture of Melissa, who's saying that my wife looks like a man.
Uh-oh.
Here's a picture of my wife, who is way out of my league. And let's
they probably said she looked like a man just because of that bicep. That bicep looks strong. And unfortunately, that's just people see a bicep on a woman and say she looks like a man. Even though they got big-ass Thanksgiving arms, that's bigger than the woman with the biceps arms. But, oh, well.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb.
Ass arms, and you want to call somebody a man.
Let's take a look at Melissa. Okay, and here's the woman that's saying my wife looks like a man.
Now, what did we learn today, Melissa? Today we learned that sometimes it's better if you just shut the fuck up.
And I put this video in here just to remind y'all, man, because I got to remind myself sometimes. A lot of these motherfuckers in my comments talking shit look like that. They don't even show themselves. They don't even have a profile picture. They don't have anything on their page but want to talk shit. And a lot of people going to try to get y'all off your fitness journey, and they look like that or built like that. So don't listen to motherfuckers that's going against literal science and trying to tell you not to get in shape, right? People are stupid. You know, there's more stupid people than there are people with sense and people like than people like us that watch this podcast. All right, this is a 1% group. All right, so it's a lot of dumb motherfuckers out there. You're gonna run into it. So just be prepared. Stay on your grind. It is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. And another fire episode on the Let's Brunches More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir. Let's get in these comments. And go ahead, throw your questions on the table before we close out. Wait until they Google the research that you can actually work out every day, with the rest days being your low-impact stretching and recovery workouts. Absolutely agree. She's hot, and there's no such thing as way out of my league, but this is a fitness podcast. I think he was just, you know, I don't think he thinks that for real. I think he was just doing that for the plot and just hyping his wife up. I don't think he actually believes that. Just my opinion. He could have meant that, but I don't know. Lock him up. a black man made that gap in her teeth. Oh, wow. Okay. What the fuck, Melissa exposed? Melissa need to shut the fuck up. Lock her ass up. That face feels like assault to me. Sorry, brother. The nerve of that ogre. See, Marty, you got to get that sound of the old white man saying, lock him up. Lock him up. You might got to send me that joint, bro. Which one is that? Lock him up. I don't know. You might got to send me that. Melissa's all you, bro. Melissa's way too confident to talk trash. Crazy what society is at nowadays. Yeah, man, it's a lot of people, you know, with that whole James Capola shit, the amount of people in my DM talking shit, I'm like, bro, y'all are losers. Y'all would never talk to me like that in person. Or my mama. Man, this is the Best Fitness Podcast. You can't get the truth anywhere else. It's sad for real. It really is. It really is, man. Motherfuckers scared to tell the truth. And it's just, it's a lot of consequences that come with telling the truth. But hey, you know, it's going to pay off at some point. Melissa looked like she hold water, chicken, and fries. Yeah, send me that joint, bro. So if she a man and you a female, you know what? It's getting crazy out here. Yeah, man, yeah. Motherfuckers will be 200 pounds heavier than a woman and telling them that the woman with muscles who has low body fat looks like a man. And they be built like a whole damn linebacker. Make that shit make sense, man. It's crazy. But before we close out, man, it's November 1st tomorrow. That EBT, what's going on? SNAP benefits, what's going on, man? It's going to get it's going to get crazy. If you live in an urban area, just be head on the swivel, man. You know, when you leave in the grocery store, motherfuckers are going to be stupid. So just be careful. Particularly, I'm not going to say what community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Just be careful, man. Be careful. All these black folks online talking about they stealing. Look, man, I'm doing my grocery shopping early in the morning. Because I know ninjas ain't getting up early.
Nope.
Ninjas going to sleep in and then steal. So I'm going to go early. Glad I don't live in an urban area. Hey, shit crazy out here, man. But appreciate y'all watching the podcast, man. Go ahead and follow my social media, man. C Marty Fit on Instagram, C Marty Fit on TikTok, C Marty Fit on X, C Marty Fit on YouTube, where you're watching right now. Subscribe to the page. Share it with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. LessBrunchesMoreCrunches.com for the gear. Or you can buy the gear directly from my show. From my YouTube. Stay away from grocery stores and Walmarts in the hood. Ninjas on the prowl. Yeah. And it's sad because it's like, bro, you going to steal from your own folks? You going to steal from your own folks? I thought we was all one big community. Spider-Mo about to have a hard time getting his targeted female demographic. This community growing for sure. Going to reach heights surpassing expectations. Keep it up, C-Marty. Drummer, appreciate that, bro. Hit the damn like button. November Spider-Mo will be big 41. Shout out to Spider-Mo turning 41 this upcoming November. Killing the game. Fittest 41-year-old out here. They're going to blame racism for stealing from other black people. No, they really are. They really are. And I'm going to react to that shit, too. I don't care. Spider-Mo about to forget his fiber being that old. Here y'all go, man. But anyway, man, y'all know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. And we'll be live again Sunday, 4 p.m. Eastern. And I appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Catch y'all on the next one. I'm out of here. I appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button. Smash that subscribe button. And you gotta share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches. The illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.